Good morning, everyone. It's the 19th of January, 2023 this morning, Thursday morning. I hope you're having a good day so far. You know, the Bible tells us that God is infinite. What does infinite mean? Infinite means without limitation of any kind. Limitless. Not measured by time or space, intelligence. It's immeasurable, beyond measure. Great God, how infinite thou art. What worthless worms are we? Let the whole race of creation bow and pay their praise to thee. Thy throne eternal ages stood, ere seas or stars were made. Thou art the ever-living God, were all the nations dead. Nature and time quite naked lie to thy immense survey, from the formation of the sky to the great burning day. Eternity with all its years stands present in thy view. To thee there's nothing old appears, great God, there's nothing new. Our lives through various scenes are drawn, and vexed with trifling cares, while thy eternal thoughts move on thy undisturbed affairs. Great God, how infinite art thou, what worthless worms are we, let the whole race of creation bow and pay their peace, their praise to thee. Well, God is everlasting, he is infinite, he is beyond our comprehension. And oftentimes we try to put God on the same level as we are. We try to make God our puppet on a string. But the Bible says he's the potter, we're the clay, not the other way around. He's the one that created all things, and by him all things consist. He's the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Lord, raise my soul above the ground to draw my thoughts to thee. Teach me with sweet and solemn sound to praise the eternal three. Long ere the lofty skies were spread, Jehovah filled his throne. Or Adam formed or angels made, the Maker lived alone. His boundless years can ne'er decrease, but still maintain their prime. Eternity his dwelling place, and ever is his time. While like a tide our minutes flow, the present and the past, he fills his own immortal now, and sees our ages waste. The sea and sky must perish too, the vastest and vast destruction come. The creatures look how old they grow and wait their fiery doom. Well, let the sea shrink all away and flame melt down the skies. My God shall live an endless day when the old creation dies. Many don't believe that the earth is going to melt away with fervent heat. Many don't believe that this earth someday will be destroyed, but it will be destroyed because God said it would be destroyed. God is my everlasting King. God is my strength. And I will sing, his power upholds my feeble frame. And I'm victorious through his name. Devils retreat when he appears, then I arise above my fears, and every fiery dart repel and vanquish all the forces of hell. Through the Redeemer's precious blood, I feel the mighty power of God. Through the rich aid divinely given, I rise from earth and soar to heaven. Dear Lord, thy weaker saints inspire and fill them with celestial fire. On thy kind arm may they rely, and all their foes shall surely fly. Now, Lord, thy wondrous power exert and every ransomed soul support. Give us fresh strength to wing our way to regions of eternal day. There may we praise the great I Am and shout the victories of the Lamb. Raise every chorus to His blood and triumph in the power of God. Keep silence, all created things, and wait your Maker's nod. My soul stands trembling while she sings the honors of her God. Life, death, and hell, and worlds unknown hang on His firm decree. He sits on no precarious throne, nor borrows leaves to be. Chained to His throne, a volume lies with all the fates of men, with every angel, form, and size drawn by the eternal pen. His providence unfolds the book and makes His counsel shine. Each opening leaf and every stroke fulfills some deep design. Here He exalts neglected worms to scepters and a crown, and there the following page He turns and treads the monarchs down. Not Gabriel asks the reason why, nor God the reason give, nor dare the favorite angel pry between the folded leaves. My God, I would not long to see my fate with curious eyes, what gloomy lines are writ for me, or what bright scenes may rise. In thy fair book of life and grace, O may I find my name, recorded in some humble place beneath my Lord the Lamb. Well, God is infinite. He is omnipotent. He's omniscient. He's omnipresent. He is beyond the realm of our explanation or our contemplation. But the Lord, descending from above, invites His children near, while power and truth and boundless love displays their glories here. Here is thy gospel's wondrous frame, fresh wisdom we pursue. A thousand angels learn thy name beyond whate'er they knew. Thy name is writ in fairest lines, thy wonders here we trace. Wisdom through all thy mystery shines, and shines in Jesus' face. The law its best obedience owes to our incarnate God, and thy revenging justice shows its honors in His blood. But still the luster of thy grace our warmer thoughts employ, gilds the whole scene with brighter rays and more exalts our joy. Well, it's good to contemplate on these things, to realize that God is sovereign. He's King, He's Lord, He's Redeemer, He's Savior, and He is our only hope for joy and peace and rest. There's no other place that we can turn, is there? Christ brings calm to my soul. When the changes of wind blow, when it seems a mystery of which way I should go, Christ brings calm to my soul. When questions vex my mind, I've always found that in Christ I can find comfort, knowing that He's in control. Christ brings calm to my soul when nothing seems to change. His cool waters of blessing He does for me arrange. Christ will bring calm to my soul when I'm lying close to death. May I praise His holy name when I take my last breath. When I think of God's love and what He did for me by dying on the cross unconditionally, I'm sometimes overwhelmed in my mind and in my soul why this precious Savior would even care to give Himself on Calvary for my life to spare. He could have gone about doing other things, like watching the angels or listening to them sing. But to come to this sin-cursed earth and to die for me is the greatest expression of love that I will ever see. How can I thank You, Lord, for being oh so kind to realize that before creation You had this worm in mind? To come and shed Your blood and endure such scorn and pain should cause me to give You praise in an eternal refrain. Help me demonstrate in some real way this grace and love to others is my prayer today. So many times I forget what an awesome thing You did for me when You died and rose again to set my soul at liberty. Well, I'm going to conclude today with this. Creation is a wonder of Your might. When I wake at early dawn and the sunlight glimmers on my face, Father, I then know that creation is a wonder of Your might. When my heart feels the comfort of Your Spirit's wooing, I want to thank You for Your amazing grace. When the flowers bend their heads waving to me at sunrise, Father, I then know that creation is a wonder of Your might. When I remember resurrection morning, Your Son rising from the dead, I want to thank You for Your glory fills the skies. When I see the robin, the redbird, and the dove waking to a new day, Father, I then know that creation is a wonder of Your might. Knowing that Christ is seated at Your right hand, I know someday I to paradise will take my flight. When the squirrels rise early playing in the trees, Father, I know that creation is a wonder of Your might. I then know that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me, and thank You again for Your love shown on Calvary. When I see and hear the waters of a creek on the mountainside, Father, I then know that creation is a wonder of Your might, and the river and the water and the blood that flowed from Your riven side reminds me to be so thankful for the day for me You died. And in the early evening, when the sun begins to set, Father, I then know that creation is a wonder of Your might. As the cool breeze blows and the robin returns unto her nest, the rest I have in Christ, Your perfect sacrifice, was met. When I see the fawn by the road peering through the trees, Father, I then know that creation is a wonder of Your might, and I see her mother not very far away. Once again, the great shepherd beckons me to my knees. When this old world with all its sin is burnt up and destroyed, Father, I then know that creation is a wonder of Your might, as the new Jerusalem descends from heaven with wonder and delight. I want to thank You for fulfilling Christ's promise, and I'll be overjoyed. What marvels await for me in this new city, I am told. Father, I will then know that creation is a wonder of Your might. I'll live in a city where I'll never grow old, and I'll forever thank You for the sweetest story ever told. Well, I hope the good Lord goes with you today in a special way, and let us remember that God is the Creator, Redeemer, Savior, and King. God bless.